Foster Care Fortnight on Hallam FM.
Hi, my name's Dave.
Hi, I'm Betty. I'm a foster carer. We've recently become permanent foster carers and the children that we have are between 10 and almost 14.
The children are actually brought into care by the local authority. Do you actually work with the local authority that have the social workers to support you in the task?
We receive a lot of support from the local authority in terms of we have a supervising social worker who visits us monthly and is available on the telephone to answer questions or just talk things through.
I think it's about familiar surroundings, and therefore I think if you're going to actually move people from their home, at least you're not taking everything away from them. They do know the city, they've still got the same football team allegiance, they still be able to go to the same school, and they still be able to associate with a place they're familiar with.
And I think it's important for the contact arrangements for the children that they don't have to travel miles to go and see the family. There's bound to be doubts until you actually know what you're in for, really, and beyond, probably. There are a lot of things that you have to weigh up and think about. We had a little girl who called our trampoline a trampio, so forever and a day our trampoline is a trampio. We had a child who, when he first came to us, he was three, and he wouldn't speak, he wouldn't engage, and we used to sing nursery rhymes in the car and in the house, and one particular day I was washing the pots and he was sat on the kitchen floor and he started singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and it was amazing because, you know, this child didn't communicate, and all of a sudden it was a line of a nursery rhyme that was absolutely wonderful. Every child I think that we've ever had leaves us with something. You know, that's part of our lives now.
It's about sharing your family with other people, and people have had very different experiences from your family's had. And I think for us that's quite stimulating and exciting. And you feel you've got something to offer these kids in terms of stability and safety and long-term care. We started fostering. Our daughter was four and our son was nine, so they were quite young. It is about a fostering family because not only do you share the immediate... They share their parents with these children, but you also share their aunties and uncles and grandmas and neighbours and neighbourhood. So it's about fostering as a family, and family being a really wide context. And whatever those kids are with us, they are absolutely part of our family and are treated by everyone as part of our family until they move on to something else.
I think it's a good thing to teach her on the edge for a bit, you know, and have a look at it and suss out it a bit. But I think... I would certainly say we've never had any regrets. We've never looked back. And, you know, go for it.
Go and find out, because you hear rumours, you hear stories. Go and find out. Go and talk to people. Talk to local authorities, see what their expectations are. And some people actually, in that process, realise, hang on, this is not for us. And that's a really good sign. It's not a failure at all. It's important that people feel it's right for them. And the only way you find out is to go and talk to a variety of people.
To find out more about fostering for your local authority, head to hallamfm.co.uk.